What's up, crew, and welcome back to another week of Contrarian Thinking. This one entitled, If You Don't Know What to Do in This Recession. Yeah, this one's going to be a heavy one. Well, here's how to not panic in this market. But first, let me give you a little quick love note. Hello to you, good looking. If no one's told you, you make us all tingly on the inside. You, yes, you. You matter. Now, let's not get crazy. You don't matter more than our relentless search for freedom and free cash flow, am I right? But you do matter, and we see you. So thank you for being an avid reader. Now, back to the market. Yeesh. We held an in-depth call last week for all of our cash flow homies, and we broke down what the F to do in this crazy time. If you want a little piece of that action, click below to become a member and get the replay. You know what to do. Now, on to the main story. If you prepare for the storm, you can weather it. That message especially goes out to all the Bitcoin holders out there. I haven't seen that much red since I stumbled onto a clash between PETA advocates and a fur convention. Bloody baby. That said, if you don't know what to do in this downturn, or if it all seems overwhelming or a constant background whirring noise, perhaps today's newsletter will come to you like a summertime Santa. Ho ho, hodling? Okay, I'm sorry, I'm done. If you know what's coming, it won't scare you. If you've seen it before, you'll see how it echoes. We're not here to tell you the price targets for the S&P or when Bitcoin is going to, is it, turn? We're here to open the aperture, a window of opportunity. There's a concept in politics called the Overton window. It's the acceptable window of thought that is allowed to be expressed by society at any given moment. Society moves from more free thought to less free in cycles similar to market cycles. Step outside of the window and expect public shunning. Stay inside and you're in the safe zone. There's a similar window we have for investing. It's our tolerance window, or at least that's what I thought it was called. Turns out a tolerance window is actually about this, how excited we are in any given situation. Oops, I mean, so I've come up with my own new window. Let's call it the YOLO window. In any given scenario, how open to investing, or as the kids say, YOLOing, into an asset class are you? It's a spectrum just like any other, from the middle when we're most open to the idea, to FOMO, fear of missing out stage, everyone's investing, popular, lots of people investing, first mover, some people investing, not normal, few people investing, radical, who would invest in this? Or WTF, that is a horrifying idea. Those are the stages. What I've found is that most investors get whipsawed like a middle-aged dad dancing to earth, wind, and fire. Lots of failing, no strategy, even less rhyme or reason. It's like a car wreck you just can't stop watching. I don't want that to be you. Let's get the beat. First, the context. What is the full window? The biggest mistake most retail investors make is trying to time the market emotionally. It turns out you and I are pretty abysmal at determining when to get in or out of the market. Now imagine inflation at 8.6% and us only averaging getting a 2.5% return. Yikes. The key to not being average is having a wider window, more context to history. As we cannot time travel, let's be voyeurs. I have a reading list for y'all to weather the storm. So reader, listen to the greats and see how their windows widened and closed. The first one, Sam Zell, Am I Being Too Subtle? This is on how to engage in a downturn and amass assets. The Lords of Finance, on the Great Depression of 1929. Thinking Fast and Slow, Psychology of Investing. The Most Important Thing, Howard Mark in Oak Tree Capital. I might even suggest you follow those allocating billions right now, such as Howard Mark's. His monthly investment memo, The Bull Market Rhymes, pulls us into the context of a man who has accumulated billions from investing since 1969. A 30-second thesis. The most important thing about bull market psychology is that most people take risking stock prices as a positive sign of things to come. Many are converted to optimism. Relatively few suspect that the gains to date might have been excessive and borrowed from future returns, and that they presage reversal, not continuation. That reminds me of another of my favorite adages, one of the first ones I learned roughly 50 years ago, the three stages of a bull market. The first, when a few forward-looking people begin to believe things will get better. The second, when most investors realize improvement is actually underway. And the third, when everyone concludes that things will get better forever. Now, to ask the right questions. We have no answers for anyone. Our job is to make you question everything. I'd rather the most powerful question than others' answers. So here's the question my husband and I pondered this weekend on the shores of a family who had accumulated assets and land since the 20s right here in Texas. The question is, what is your plan for the sale? You know, on Black Friday, back in the day before it was online, people used to plan on what they'd rush to the store to get. They stand outside a Best Buy like a stampede at the gate. Who's grabbing the $100 TV? Who's got the toaster oven? I want you to think about the market like that. But quickly, we pause for a sponsored message. Today's Contrarian Thinking is brought to you by The Motley Fool. You know we're obsessed with two things, cash flow and buying real returns, not dreams. That's why we try to invest when everyone else thinks you're crazy. I have never partnered with a stock-specific app before because the market was at all-time highs. That is now completely different. We're breaking down our plan to invest in public and private markets, and this is where help from people like The Motley Fool Stock Advisor come in. We've combed around to see who could do real analysis, and they shake out. Their average stock pick has returned 314% versus the S&P's 509% since inception. Is that always going to be the case? No. But can you and I use the help? Yes. We got them to give us 60% off for new Contrarian Thinking members. Why? So we can all become smarter, wiser, more informed investors, and potentially add some green to that bloody market stock screen. If you want to sign up to see your picks, you know where to go. Now, back to the article. Flipping the script. Most people have millions wiped away during a downturn. How could you flip the script on that? There are two types of plans I'm putting in place, public market and private market plans. Public market sale plan. This means when the stock markets and other liquid assets tank, do I know when the numbers and my theses tell me to buy back in? For instance, when the price of Apple falls below its 5-year average, am I a buyer? When the 10-year average of Amazon hits, am I a buyer? When companies are trading for less than their liquidation costs, am I a buyer? Set up some stock signals. Don't let someone else be a master of your fate. Most will panic sell. Will you strategically buy? There is no singular right answer, but I'd have a plan on what you want in the sale. Now, the private market sale plan. Well, y'all know we love boring businesses, so you better believe I've started an acquisition plan for when things get bloody. Let me simulate your senses. When profitable 10-year businesses start selling for one-time multiples. When businesses start closing and I can buy up their assets. When loans are too expensive because of interest rates so I can use cash, and when funds I wanted to get into before drop their expense ratios. Or more fun, my husband and I want to own a ranch with at least 20 acres in Austin or Houston area. When those prices start coming down, we may be buyers. We also have our eye on one of those four-wheel houses, otherwise known as vans. Be a cool prepper, not a psycho. Cody and the Contrarian Crew. Let's bump to the not boring section. Sometimes they save the best for last. Our favorite things, the most interesting things, should I wish my mama told me. Number one, the growth spurt. We hit 120, now 135,000 on YouTube. What the F? Go check it out. Canna what? We do not recommend this vending machine. Go check out what we're talking about. The Fountain of Youth. Cody thinks she looks young again thanks to this. Go see what she means. And VC, baby, we invested in this company. If you own a small biz, you are dumb not to try it. Go see what we're talking about. Also, this is funny. It's a tweet from Alex Hormozy. He says, you know what will make you more money than journaling, cold plunges, red light saunas, and daily affirmations? Working. Good point, dude. And lastly, YouTube. How I made my first 100K. Watch, and I will tell you the exact steps I took, the way you should negotiate to get more at each job you take, and how to turn your income into six figures and beyond. Spoiler alert, this is not some BS video saying it's going to be easy. You'll have to do the work, but you can copy my homework if you want to copy my strategies. Watch the full breakdown at the button in the article. And until next time, Contrarian, we'll see you next week.